Right, let's just pray as we come to look at God's word. Father, we were hearing earlier how it is your Holy Spirit that empowers your children to speak, your children to listen, your children's hearts to be opened. We just pray that your Holy Spirit now would work amongst us as we look at your word. Children, as our children amongst, they go out into Sunday school, that we would all be given understanding and changed hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. So chapters 2 and 3 of the book of Isaiah wouldn't have made for very chirpy reading for the people of Judah. Neither would they have made for comfortable listening when Isaiah first spoke them aloud in the city of Jerusalem. For these words are just full of criticism, condemnation, and predictions of terrible consequences to come. According to Isaiah, Judah was a complete mess, a failed state, and worse was to come, for their own God was going to bring terrible judgment as a result. So where had it all gone wrong? For about 250 years earlier, they'd been enjoying a golden age. David and his son Solomon had been their kings. God was pouring out his blessings upon them, and everything seemed set fair for the future. But now, according to Isaiah, it is quite the reverse. It is all the woe to them of verse 9. They had stumbled and fallen in verse 8, and they have brought evil on themselves. So what had changed? Well, verse 12 in our passage gives us the cause, saying, "My people, infants are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, your guides mislead you, and they have swallowed up the course of your paths." You see, the people have followed the lead of their leaders, the movers and shakers in their nation, leaders who mislead. And the passage as a whole tells us more of who these people were. The infants in this verse are not literally a bunch of toddlers. It refers to young and inexperienced rulers, the sort we see in verse 4, the boys who become princes. And the women are not the ancient world's equivalents of a Margaret Thatcher or a Theresa May. These are the powers behind the throne, the wives, mothers, and concubines of these weak young men who nominally hold the power. The haughty women that we find described in more detail in verses 16 to 24. And those guides, mentioned also in verse 12, broadens it out more widely to include any within their society whom the people look to for advice and direction. So these mighty men, soldiers, judges, prophets, diviners, elders, counselors, and magicians in verses 2 and 3. And what have all these movers and shakers done? They have misled the people. They have swallowed up the course of their paths, as it says in verse 12. A great expression, meaning that these leaders, whose role it was to guide the people in how they should live their lives, are actually ripping up the paths in front of them. Instead of going somewhere, the people's lives are going nowhere, at least nowhere good. It is striking in the Bible how often the leaders of society are held accountable for the actions of those below them. This is not to take away from the responsibility of all the individuals within a nation, but it does highlight a fundamental truth of life. Even though we like to think of ourselves as independent, free-thinking folk, especially in our modern world of aspiring individualism, actually, we are often just a bunch of compliant sheep, following along with the rest of the herd in response to those who hold positions of power and influence in our society. It's movers and shakers, just like those inhabitants of Judah all those hundreds of years ago. And one of the reasons the Bible highlights this fact is so that the sheep can be aware of it and take care. Because leader such Judah happened in as has have often not got your best interests at heart, but instead their own. And this assuming they even have a clue in the first place as to what your best interests are. And so we are to be justifiably wary of the messages that our culture and society puts out. The advice and leadership that comes from the movers and shakers in our nation. For there is only one who has our interests at heart. And that is God himself, as he proved by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die on our behalf. And the self-interested character of the leaders in Judah becomes painfully apparent in our passage as Isaiah dissects exactly what Judah's leaders have been up to. In verse